Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. The Face from Space. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
About 8 months ago, a Reddit user named UFlodo McFlodlilu, I know I'm saying that wrong, posted in the subreddit Internet Mysteries about something strange they had observed on a satellite scan. The scan was taken about 15 to 20 miles south of Area 51 in Rachel, Nevada, approximately 17 years ago. The user said they were, quote, not quite sure what it was. As I recall it, in or near Rachel, maybe on one of the farm grounds, was a gigantic portrait of the Kentucky Fried Chicken mascot, Colonel Sanders, like a literal scan of the official logo. I have two questions about this. First, who made it? And second, was this just superimposed onto Google Maps, or did somebody actually paint the ground with Sanders? So anyone else know of this? Flodo McFlodilo, again, probably got that wrong, had stumbled upon a giant portrait of Colonel Sanders in the middle of the Nevada desert. Today, we're talking about the mysterious Colonel Sanders, so huge that you could literally see it from space. You can find the Colonel Sanders images on satellite scans online, but it isn't an image at all, really. It's a gigantic, record-breaking 87,000 square foot wide tiled carving inside the Area 51 desert. It consists of 65,000 1-foot by 1-foot painted tile pieces assembled like a jigsaw puzzle, 6,000 red, 14,000 white, 12,000 eggshell, 5,000 beige, and 28,000 in black. It was built next to the intersection of Groom Road and Old Mill Street in Rachel, Nevada, and is exactly what you'd think it looked like. A shoulders-up, black-and-white portrait of a smiling, bespectacled Colonel Sanders with his signature string tie. But instead of a double-breasted suit, as you might remember him wearing, he wears a red-and-white striped apron. It's very bizarre and also very cool, both for its craftsmanship and its proximity to Area 51. It obviously still has people wondering what it is and what was going on, but at the time it was clear. This was a new marketing campaign for KFC, an in-your-face, semi-artistic gesture you could even see from space. But to fully understand the KFC campaign that was going on in Rachel, Nevada, we have to rewind to August of 2006. This was when the image, again, I don't want to say image, it's really more like a molded, colored crop circle mosaic than a picture, but you get the idea, when it was conceived. The world's largest logo, formerly called the Face from Space, was created by a team of nearly 50 designers, engineers, architects, and other professionals, and took more than 3,000 hours to create from inception to launch, and it was built wholly orchestrated by Synergy, a leading event company. The original site for the Face from Space was going to be in the flatlands of Utah, very near to the home of the first KFC restaurant. Unfortunately, that space became inaccessible due to a freak torrential downpour. The second site, close to Area 51, was a game changer for the campaign. Don't worry, you'll see how this plays out soon. It took 6 days on site to physically construct the logo in the desert floor. During that time, logo design pieces were kept hidden from airplanes flying overhead. On November 14th, 2006, the image was complete and deemed, quote, the world's first brand visible from outer space. To give you a better sense of its scale, the Face from Space would easily fit Mount Rushmore. According to KFC, there would even be enough room left over for a fifth presidential face, maybe even Colonel Sanders himself. And like many KFC ads, this one got pretty creative with a very, let's say, extraterrestrial bend. More fried chicken and aliens after the break. The KFC press release of The Face from Space begins, quote, KFC's new fresh look updates one of the most recognized, respected, and beloved brand icons in the world, and spans all visual elements from logo to restaurant design, advertising, packaging, uniforms, and more. Then it gets a little cheeky, referencing the visibility from space. Quote, the Colonel is truly a global icon, and we want everyone in the universe to see KFC's new look of the future, said Greg Diedrich, president of the KFC Corporation. Quote, KFC is boldly going where no brand has gone before as Colonel Sanders takes one small step for humankind, but one giant step for fried chicken. Then the release kind of goes rogue, explaining how the portrait is really a call to aliens to enjoy KFC's delicious fried chicken. It goes, quote, if there are extraterrestrials in outer space, KFC wants to become their restaurant of choice. For now, we'll be very content satisfying the entire human population with our finger-licking good chicken. Besides, who knows if extraterrestrials even have fingers? If we hear back from a life in space today, whether NASA astronauts or a signal from some life on Mars, we'll send up some original recipe chicken. The face from space was supposed to be the first advertisement that could be seen from space, but there was one more component to the campaign that we haven't discussed yet. The image held a secret, hidden message that could be found by those who observed the portrait closely. Those who found and communicated this message to KFC headquarters would receive a fabulous prize. And you can look at the image itself and find the secret message. It wasn't honestly very obvious to me, and it was kind of hard to read, but apparently it is in there. The face from space was also the first step of a years-long global reimage campaign, updating more than 14,000 KFC restaurants in over 80 countries. Through it, KFC wanted to reveal a newer, more futuristic restaurant look, including brighter and bolder updated graphics, better interior design with more seating, better lighting, a free digital jukebox in every restaurant, and, quote, Southern-inspired brand new menu items, slow-cooked and served fast to star alongside KFC's core products. It was all pretty exciting, and as you would imagine, didn't fully get implemented in the years to come. But the whole thing that this campaign hinged upon, seeing this image from space, wasn't wholly accurate. According to Mental Floss, it wasn't the first image that could be seen from outer space, not by years and years. That title goes to Ready Mix, who in 1965 had a logo carved in the ground of the Nullarbor Plain in Western Australia. At the time of its creation, the Ready Mix logo geoglyph was the largest sign in the world, appearing in the Guinness Book of World Records between 1972 and 1991, first as the world's largest advertising sign and later as the world's largest letters. In 1998, permission to maintain the logo was withdrawn and the whole thing became overgrown. The face from space would suffer a similar fate. 6 months after its installation, the giant ad was removed, though it stayed visible in online mapping imagery for years and years to come. And the secret message in the portrait? During those 6 months, 10,000 lucky winners each received a $1 KFC coupon for spotting the words, "Finger Lickin' Good," hidden in the black tiles of the colonel's necktie. Despite wanting to catch the attention of extraterrestrials, most of the winners were just average humans, as far as I can tell.